Gambas is written in C and C++. Actually, Gambas itself is just a very small interpreter. Executable is 300 kilobytes, more than three, a bit more than 300 kilobytes. And it's an interpreter that is text only. And mainly provides almost all the feature of the libc to for a basic syntax. Everything else is done by programming what I name components, which is a dynamic library written in C++, in C. And there are components written in Gambas. So the interpreter, the compiler is written in C, and I use C++ only if I have to, like when doing the Qt component.
Right. Is there a separate runtime that you can use to deploy applications, or have you always got to work with the IDE?
No, actually, everything can be done without an IDE, but the IDE is almost it's easier to develop with it. It is the reason why I did it, because you can develop your graphical user interface entirely with the mouse and graphically, and you have a lot of there is a syntax highlighter editor, an image editor, data. There is the IDE as a database editor too. So it's
Right.
far easier to use the development environment. And
So when I use apt to install an app that's been written using Gambas, I'm going to get the Gambas runtime pulled in, but I won't get anything else.
it's a bit like when you install a Python or Perl program. I have written a documentation to explain how Gambas must be packaged. So this is, I make a list of binary package and what should be in each package, and how this package must be named. And when you create a Gambas program with the IDE, there is a packager tool inside, and you can create a package for many distributions. And the package you create depends on the runtime and on every package for every component you use.
Right. So the runtime
So,
is an interpreter rather than just a set of libraries.
The runtime is an interpreter. It's a program I talked just before, a little program of 300 kilobytes.
Okay. So do you compile an intermediate bytecode, or when I ship an app,
Yes,
am I actually
yes.
shipping Gambas
Yes,
source code?
yes, yes. I for It's the first time I developed. I wrote a bytecode. And then I compile, and then and the interpreter in the same time. So I started writing the bytecode with I wanted some special features I didn't really find in other languages like Java or other I know. First, I wanted the So Gambas is an object language. So it's made like Java. It's made of class. Each source file is a class and generate one bytecode file for each class. And I wanted a compiler to compile a class without any information on other classes. So the compiler compiles the source code in the bytecode. And many bytecode instructions are transformed by the interpreter the first time they are run by optimizing them because the interpreter has more information because he loads all the classes than the compiler that only looks one classes to compile it. So this is the first feature. It's based on data type transitivity.
Right.
In
So,
the sense that
would it be feasible to have any other languages compiled to that bytecode, do you think? Or do you think that the bytecode is so closely connected with Gambas that it's really a single-purpose bytecode?
Gambas is really the bytecode actually. I could have make another syntax. I didn't have the time to do that, but I could make another syntax for a language. I was not I didn't have to use Basic fundamentally. I could have take another make another syntax. It's the
Right.
bytecode that is important for me.